Blog Talk Radio.
Ooh, what did I do here? Okay, 1 second. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Father God, we come on this morning with a grateful heart and an attitude of gratitude and praise and thanksgiving. Father God, we come confessing every sin of omission and commission, and we thank you for this, a brand new day that you have made, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Father God, we embrace this day in a spirit of gratitude, rejoicing for new mercies we see. And Father God, we surrender the day back over to you, that you will unfold this day according to your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. We say thank you for life, for health, and for strength. Thank you, Father God, for our facilities. Thank you for a roof over our head. Thank you for the gift of salvation. Thank God, we just come, Father God, if we can't even name all the blessings. All the blessings that you have bestowed unto us. So we want to say thank you for all of them. In all things we give you praise. In all things we give you thanks. Thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Thank you for the longevity of the ministry. Thank you for the effectiveness in your kingdom. Thank you for every family represented under this banner, Father. Thank you for the woman of God who is coming this morning, Father God, to speak to us. Father, we ask that you will anoint our ears to hear what thus saith the Lord. Oh, glory be to God, for we realize that faith cometh by hearing over and over again. And we say thank you for it, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, most of all, remember somebody who do not know you in the pardoning of their sins, Father, that they might receive a will and a desire to know who Jesus is. And we say thank you and we bless you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We bind every spirit of interruption and interference. And as you taught your disciples to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says, Amen. Amen and amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Top of the morning to you. Welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is the King and Jesus Christ is the Lord. Jesus Christ is our everything. As we are rejoicing in this another day that the Lord God, he has made. TGIF, today, God is first. And we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness. And all of these other things shall be added, will be added, already added unto us. I am your host on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Amen. From the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on the Lord. If you are a first-time visitor with us, first of all, we want to greet you in the mighty name of Jesus, and we want to encourage you that you have come to the right place at the right time. Glory be to God. Please have a seat at the breakfast table. inasmuch as there is no time and distance in the spirit. Glory be to God. And enjoy the meal, amen, that is about to be served. It's a spiritual breakfast, amen. It is the breakfast for champions. And man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen and amen. We pray that you have been enjoying our series on prayer power, where we have been parked right here. I think for this, we're going on 3 weeks now. Amen. And I'm telling you, it is wonderful. You know, when we teach in series and preach in series, you get an opportunity to really soak and immerse yourself in the word and see all that the Lord is saying about that particular subject. And it's a beautiful thing. Amen. And make you, well, I don't know about you, but it make you want to pray more. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because we see the effectiveness, amen, of the power of prayer. Amen and amen. So before I introduce our preacher on this morning, let us do our prayer introduction, and I will come back and introduce our preacher for the hour.
Prayer is a spiritual weapon that enables us to access the kingdom of heaven. Prayer is a guided missile. Prayer transcends boundaries and knows no limits. Prayer overrides the enemy and it exposes his agenda. It is in the place of prayer that the will of God is enforced and that his kingdom is made manifest on earth and among men. That is why in Luke chapter 11, verse 2, Jesus instructs us, pray that thy kingdom come and let thine will be done. He didn't say preach or sing that thy kingdom come. He said pray that thy kingdom come. Prayer power.
Amen, amen, and amen, and amen. Coming to us this morning all the way from Philadelphia, a matter of fact, beloved, amen, this woman here that I'm about to introduce is the same woman that our minister Thurman spoke on yesterday. She engrafted, amen, in her very well presented presentation, glory be to God's message, sermon, amen, on prayer power. And basically what Sister Thurman said is that if it was not for this woman, that we wouldn't be here. A Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries wouldn't be here, because it was the prayers of this woman years ago, years, back in the 60s, back in the 70s, when she was praying for me, Alfreda Bradford, glory be to God. She was, in essence, praying for you, amen, because her prayers engrafted my destiny, amen. So that was a wonderful revelation that the Lord gave to Sister Thurman, and she brought it forth on yesterday. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful message, amen. I encourage you, amen, to listen to it, amen. But the woman that I'm talking about, I know personally. She is indeed a woman of God. She is not a phony. She is not a hypocrite. Amen. She walks in integrity. Amen. She walks in faith. She walks in power. And, you know, the most important thing, she walks in love. She walks in love. Now, I personally have a reputation. People want to talk about my faith, you know, because I do have a level of faith. I thank God for my faith. And then you ain't seen nothing yet, because the moves I'm about to make, when soon as God give me the green light. But beloved, and we thank God for faith. But the Bible says this: faith, love, faith, hope, charity, these three. But the greatest of these is love. Now, my mother, amen, walks in love. Amen, because faith worketh by love. And so I admire this about her. Yes, she is my mother. She is my mother. Glory be to God. I still consider her to be my pastor because in my 45 years of salvation, I've only known two pastors. I've never hopped around from church to church to church to church. I never did that. Amen. Glory. I went somewhere and parked myself. Amen. And I'm telling you, this is a godly woman. This is a godly woman. Amen. And she comes and she tells you what thus saith the Lord. She don't play around. Amen. Glory be to God. She is comical. Y'all say I'm comical because I get it from her. She could have been a comedian for a living. She is comical, but that's her way of expressing the truth. Okay? She ain't sugarcoat nothing. She ain't sugarcoat nothing. If you like it, you like it. If you don't, you don't. She's not going to be moved. One thing is she comes forth. I never forget. I was talking to someone about my mother. And I think she was celebrating. I don't know which anniversary is coming up now, 40-something anniversary, whatever. And they made a comment that I never forget. I mean, we were talking about my mother and her being a trailblazer and a pioneer, stepping out in faith at a time when it was a taboo for a woman in ministry to step forward. When she stepped forward, oh, you needed some boldness. See? And they kept talking. Her ministry wasn't going to last. Da-da-da-da-da. I mean, they treated my mother some kind of bad. I see, and people still do, but especially back then. But this is the one thing the person said when I was talking about her anniversary. They said that they was amazed that she had hung in there that long. And it always stuck with me. She never gave up. She never turned back. She never backslid. If she had two people following her or she had 200 people following her, she never gave up. Isn't that beautiful? That's beautiful. I'm talking about none other, amen, and Pastor Evelyn H. Westfield. She's the pastor of the Temple of Refuge Evangelistical Community Church. Amen. Glory be to God. We talk about after her message. Amen. Glory be to God. And it is my pleasure, amen, to introduce to some and present to others, amen, that we might receive her this morning for her grace and for her ability. Pastor Westfield, the floor is yours. Thank you for being here this morning.
My pleasure, Pastor Bradford. God bless you.
Thank you.
Good morning. Glory to God to everyone. Glory to God on this power line. Glory to God. I greet you in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, whom to know is life eternal. It gives me pleasure, glory to God, to connect with you once again on this power line, glory to God, with an awesome privilege to speak to you on this subject, prayer power. Ooh, my goodness, prayer power, glory to God. I thank you all, glory to God, for your love and for holding me up in your prayers. Glory to God. It's such a blessing to me to know that others are praying for my well-being. Glory to God. And I also would like to say thank you to Sister Joanne Thurman. Glory to God. I felt honored, glory to God, as I listened to you on yesterday morning. Glory to God, to hear that I was included in your message. Oh, my goodness. I felt so special. God bless you, and God bless everyone on this power line this morning. I pray for you as well. God bless you. glory to God. And I am so grateful, glory to God, for Pastor Bradford, glory to God, inviting me, glory to God, to talk to you, glory to God, on this subject, glory to God, on this morning. Glory to God. Thank you, Pastor Bradford. God bless you. And yes, you are a woman of great faith. Lord have mercy. You always talk about my love for God and my love for people, but I always tell others about your faith, because some of the things, glory to God, that you have faced through, my goodness, I don't know. I don't know if I would have attempted it or not. I pray, glory to God, that you will be inspired by this message this morning and that you will be encouraged, glory to God, as you go through your day. Praise God. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, Lord, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I ask thee blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. To begin this message this morning, for you who do not know it, I have 8 daughters. I have 14 grandchildren and 23 great-grands. Wait a minute. And I have 6 great-great-grands. What a blessing. So you can imagine, glory to God, how grateful I am to know that God is good, that God, and be grateful, glory to God, glory to God, how grateful I am, glory to God, to know God, to know God. I know God. I know God. There's so many people that I don't know, but I know God. And to know what the power of prayer can do in the life of one who is living a surrendered life to God. Because there are so many times when I had to rely on God and by his great power had to bow, oh, Lord, have mercy, in sackcloth and ashes, and prayer, and fastings, glory to God, for God to deliver my family out of some serious, serious, serious situations. I know what God can do through prayers. After being, glory to God, in ministry for 49 years, I want you to know that I could not have done it without God and the power of prayer. Powerful prayer must be, glory to God, connected to our faith in God. Because Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, tells us that without faith, it is impossible to please God. That before we can come to God, we must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. We must believe that God is able to deliver what we ask of him. Prayer power from not only relying on God, but also by being filled with the word of God, and by being filled with the Holy Spirit of God. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Because John chapter 15, verse 7, Jesus tells us that if you abide in him and his words abide in you, that you can ask what you will and it shall be given you. Abiding in Christ gives us power. Abiding in Christ gives us power to have our prayers answered. And that's a proven fact, because from the early age of my salvation, how glory to God. He said it. The word of God And I tried with everything that was in me to live by the word of God. And guess what? And guess what, saints? God delivered. Prayer power demand that you have been endowed with power from on high. The Holy Ghost gives us prayer power. Acts chapter 1, the word of God said, and you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. So therefore, glory to God, to pray without the Holy Ghost, I don't see how, glory to God, you can develop prayer power. Prayer power is effective when we pray not once a week. It's not effective, glory to God, when you pray, glory to God, just only on Sundays. But we need to be constant in our prayer life, saints of God. And we should never, 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 glory to God, begin our day prayers. You see, if you get so busy, glory to God, that you skip one day of prayer, be careful, because it becomes, well, it can become easy to skip another day. And before we realize it, we can skip a week of prayer. Usually because I suffer the morning allergies. Excuse me. And a week of prayer, a week without prayer, a W-E-E-K without prayers makes 1 week. W-E-A-K, week. Prayer power transforms lives. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7 tells us to not be anxious for nothing, but by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. By what? By prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds. Saints of God, there are many people who are saved. Yes. But they, glory to God, don't have peace. And the reason why they don't have peace is because they do not have a prayer life. The word of God to be anxious for nothing but in everything by prayer and supplication. Let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace that surpasses understanding will guard your heart and mind. So along with your salvation, you must have a prayer life. And when you have a prayer life, God knows. God will keep your mind in perfect peace. Through the times that we live in now, saints of God, we need to keep a mind of peace, because there are so many things that's going on that can distract our peace. Hallelujah. Prayer power, I love this subject, is generated many times by fasting. When you pray and when you include fasting, oh my God, you know what? People, glory to God, don't fast like they used to years ago. Mark chapter 9. Verses 14 through 20. A demonic boy was brought to Jesus. And I'm telling you something, that boy was in bad shape. Glory to God. And they could not cast, glory to God, that spirit out of that boy, but that boy was brought to Jesus. And Jesus, glory to God, cast out that demon from that boy. And guess what? After he did the work, Lord have mercy. He said, glory to God, that this kind can come forth only by nothing but by prayer and fasting. Fasting, glory to God. We should turn our plates down at least one day of every week. At least. Because fasting helps us to surrender ourselves to God and to listen for his instructions. And fasting, glory to God, also gives us more of a determination to seek God's will. If you want to know God's will for your life, God's word is his will. God's word is his will. A lot of people say, I don't know what God's will is for my life. Open up the word of God. You open up the word of God. You read the word of God. You study the word of God. Then you will discover what God's will is for your life. We should pray for a revelation of God's word. We should never read or study God's word without praying to God and asking him to give you a revelation of his will for your life. Psalms 119, verse 18 reads, Lord, open my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. So this morning, glory to God, before I even came on this line, I asked God to open my eyes. Open my eyes. Not only, glory to God, as I preach this message, but open my eyes day by day, God, so that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Listen, think about Daniel. Daniel was not distracted by outside ruckus. Daniel prayed three times a day, even after his life was threatened. How was he threatened? He was threatened to be thrown into the lion's den. And people found praying, glory to God, to anyone, glory to God, with the exception of that king. That threat did not deter Daniel. No, it did not. Daniel prayed three times a day. Wait. He didn't hide. He did not hide. He did not pray in secret. What did he do? He threw his windows up his windows and prayed. You see, Daniel didn't wait until that threat occurred to begin to pray. Daniel had a set pattern of prayer. He had a prayer life. Do you have a prayer life? Do you pray every day? Daniel prayed over to God three times a day. Some of us don't even pray once a day. If you want power in your prayer, you cannot wait until you are hit with the crisis. You must have a pattern of constant prayer and communion with God. Can you hear this? A pattern of constant prayers. and communion with God. You know, some people are so glory to God as they wake up in the morning. They scramble to find their phones. And glory to God, the first communion is with folk, with people, social media. Glory to God. You can't get prayer power like that. The word of God says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Some people leave that off as his righteousness. What is his righteousness? God's way of doing things. How can we know God's way of doing things if we don't pray and ask God to reveal his will to us? Reveal your way to me, God. Reveal, God. Give me instructions for the day, God. Oh, my God. God delivered Daniel because he had developed a relationship with God through prayers. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Oh, God, I tell you, I can feel that thing. Glory to God. He developed, glory to God. Hallelujah. A relationship with God through prayers. He developed a relationship through prayers. I'm going to say it again. Daniel developed a relationship with God through prayers. The lion couldn't harm him because God was with him. Lord, have mercy. Glory to God. The lion couldn't devour Daniel because God was with him. Glory to God. When you have a relationship with God, developed by prayers and supplication, God will hear your prayers, and you will sometimes, glory to God, and he will sometimes bless you even without asking. Ooh, Lord have mercy. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Have you ever been there? Have you ever needed something? And you have such a relationship with God? And so you didn't even have to ask. Glory to God. God knows what's on our minds. God knows what's on your heart. And God will deliver before you even ask. He said, before you even call. He said, before you even call, I will answer you. Constant prayer changes things. Constant prayers. What do I mean constant? Pray every day. Oh, God. All through the day. Sometimes I pray, Lord God, while I'm standing in my kitchen cooking, while I'm driving the car, while I'm pushing the cart through the supermarket. Sometimes I even pray while I'm eating. Yeah. Sometimes I pray, glory to God, while I'm talking, because sometimes when you're talking to some people, while they're talking, you better be praying at the same time. Yes, Lord. I'm talking about prayer power. Prayer moves people. Yeah. Glory to God. Life is full of challenges. God will give you, glory to God, overcoming power through your prayers. Yeah. You got to pray. Constant prayer. Secret prayer. What about secret prayers? Sometimes you don't even have to let everybody know, glory to God, what you are praying about. You don't know how many times, glory to God, that I had to pray, but not even, glory to God, revealing it to anyone. The word of God said you pray in secret, God will reward you openly. Yeah. My goodness. Folks are always in the, I don't even let the devil know what I'm praying about. The devil, he knows, he can hear what you're talking about. Glory to God. but he don't know what's in your heart. And sometimes you don't even have to pray out loud because God knows what's on your heart. Yes. Because if the enemy knows what's over to God, he'll try to discourage you, bring distractions to you, glory to God, and speak to you to make you think that God doesn't even hear you. Secret prayer changes things. The word of God should go into, when you pray, go into your secret closet. You don't have to sound it on a trumpet. God hears your heart when you can't put your prayers in words. What did I say? God hears your heart when you cannot put your prayers in words. Say so, God. Prayer power comes from Holy Ghost power. Prayer power comes from Holy Ghost power. Glory to God. And a lot of people do not have prayer powers because they do not have Holy Ghost power. You know, a lot of people always tell me, sometimes, not always, but sometimes tell me, oh, you're from the old school. Hey, so God, I'm so glad that I'm from the old school. Because what old school, back during that time, back during that day, oh, my God, it was nothing for people to turn that place down, fast, and pray. Glory to God. Turn that place down, fast, pray, and believe God. Those people back during that time believed God. I've seen since 1970. Glory to God. July 1970. I was filled with God's power. Glory to God, on glory to God, in February the 9th, 1971. And saints of God, let me tell you, from that day forward, my life has been a life of prayer and fastings and trusting God, taking God at his word, standing on his promises. Because when you trust God, he'll come through for you. When you trust God, he will come through for you. So guess what? Salvation is good. Huh. But guess what? It must be accompanied by prayers and the word of God. And, glory to God, an attitude of gratitude. Thanking God daily. I don't understand, especially during the times we live in, my people can walk out of their door, glory to God, every day without praying and thanking God when they arrive and they return back into their home. Face of God. There's power in prayers. There's power in prayer. Sincere prayers changes things. You got to pray from your heart and the spirit. And not from your lips only. You can't just say merely words. Our prayers must be sincere, real, real, from the heart, with an anticipation, an expectation. And guess what? Sometimes when we pray, we don't always have to bombard heaven with petitions. When we pray, glory to God, sometimes my prayers is full of thanksgiving to God for all of his blessings, for his protection over my family, over me. I pray for you. I pray for Pastor Bradford, undoubtedly, glory to God, and I pray for the ministry. I pray for you. I thank you for praying for me, but I also pray for you because we need to pray for one another. It's power in prayers. It's such a blessing when you find that someone is praying for you and with you, especially a person who you know can get a prayer through. Oh, God, what a blessing. Jesus said in his word, men are to always pray and not to faint. I know that prayer changes things. We used to sing that song a lot. I know prayer changes things. I know prayer changes things. Men are to always pray and not to faint. I know prayer changes things. Secret prayer changes things. Secret prayers changes things. Men are to always pray and never faint. I know prayer changes things. Constant prayer changes things. Constant prayer changes things. Men are to always pray and never faint. I know prayer changes things. I know prayer changes things. I know prayer changes things. Men are to always pray and never faint. I know prayer changes things. Oh, glory to God. Prayer power. Prayer power. Pray without ceasing. Prayer when things are good. Prayer when there are a lot of challenges in your life. Pray. Pray. If you don't have anything to pray for yourself, pray for others. And when you pray, as you pray for yourself, pray for others. Because prayer changes things. Father and Almighty God, I deliver, glory to God, to your people that which I feel that you have given me to say to them this morning. I'm asking you, Lord, to help them to realize, glory to God, day by day, that men are to always pray and not to faint. Not only on Sundays, not only, glory to God, 1 or 2 days a week, but every day. May we, glory to God, pray. And may we give you glory and honor and praise. God, I pray that you will bless each and everyone on this power line on this morning. In the name of Jesus, I pray, glory to God, that you will bless Pastor Bradford and this ministry. In the name of Jesus, I pray, glory to God, that you will manifest your power, manifest yourself in the lives of everyone on this power line on this morning. Move by your spirit. I thank you for your intervention, for the manifestation of your power in their lives, in the life of their families, God. In the name of Jesus, bless us going out and bless them coming in. In the name of Jesus, move by your spirit and make us to be the people of God that you would have us to be for your glory, for your honor, and for your praise. You get the glory. You get the glory out of our life, God, because all of the glory and all of the honor and all of the praise belong to you. There is none like you. No one else. No one else can touch our hearts like you do. We can search throughout eternity, Lord, and declare that there is none like you. You are the ruler of the universe. You are the master of the seas. All power is in your hand. You have the power to destroy, the power to defend. You have the power to build up and the power to tear down. Lord, I'm asking you to manifest your power in the lives of your people. Have your way, God. Move by your spirit, God. I'm asking you to kill all distractions and help us to grow, God, and more in knowledge and in truth in Jesus. To reveal yourself. Reveal yourself to us. Reveal yourself to your people. Reveal your truth in Jesus' name. Have mercy on our souls, God. And strengthen us with strength in our inward man. Help us to yield not to temptation. Because yielding is sin, each victory will help us, some of us, to win. Have your way, God. Bless us in our prayer life. And help us not to wait until we're hit with a crisis, God, to pray. Help us to develop a pattern of prayers. Help us to live a life of prayers in Jesus' name. Giving you all the glory, the honor, and the praise. Because prayer changes things. I ask all be blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and amen. God bless you. God bless you, church. God bless you. Jesus loves you. And I love you too. God bless you.
Amen and amen. God bless you. Amen, Pastor Westfield. We want to thank God for a timeless message. I'm telling you, glory be to God. One, just amen. A message, amen. Timeless, amen. The foundation of prayer, spoken through experience, amen. Through, you know, this is really really lovely here because, amen. And the message that you brought and all the messages that we have heard on prayer thus far. Ain't too much been said yet about the Holy Ghost. Ain't too much been said about the matter of fact, we're going to do a theme just on the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory be to God. But if you pray without the Holy Ghost, oh, my God. That's why I call this a timeless message here. One that's going to take you somewhere. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You spoke about the power of a surrendered life. Amen. You talked about constant prayers. Don't try to spend no prayers. Let me tell you something, Pastor. And I know that from experience. Thank you for touching on that. Because if you try to skip a day, like you said, you're going to skip another day. You're going to skip another day. And guess what? You're going to be backslidden, sitting up in the church. Your backsliding starts without you leaving. You could be going to church, doing the things of God, and still backslidden. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, I truly believe that's the definition of backslidden. It starts right there because you skipping prayers. You skipping communion with God. Oh, that was huge. Amen. And you said everything you said was lovely, but you said about no peace. And that's true. I learned that people that don't have no peace because they're not praying. It's as simple as that. You frustrated because you ain't praying. My God, my God. Then you ask the powerful question, do you have a prayer life? Amen. And amen. A developed relationship through prayer. Glory be to God. You cannot be devoured by the devil. You cannot be devoured by the lions. When you have a prayer life, because that is your overcoming power through prayer. Another huge thing you said prayer moves God and prayer moves people. Yeah, yes, it does. Amen. God hears your prayer when you can't put your prayers. God hears your heart when you can't put your prayers in words. Amen. Prayer power comes from the Holy Ghost power. When you trust God, he will come through for you. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful saints. Amen. Glory be to God. Y'all see where I come from? This is where I come from. This is the type of teaching and preaching I grew up under. Y'all see why? You see why I am who I am and who I'm becoming? Because she don't waver from this. She don't waver from this. She comes straight from the word. See? Straight from the word. Solid, sound doctrine. Amen. It is my pleasure to call you my mother. Amen. And we bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. Now, glory be to God. You have a new location. I did share it in the ministry, Pastor. But if you just want to come back right now and just give everybody your new church location of where you are in case someone might want to stop past and visit. And if there's any other announcements you like to make, you're not under any obligation to do so, but if you desire to do so, please do.
Well, I'm delighted to give you the address of our new location. It is at 6841 Audley Street in Mount Airy. That's 6841 Audley. And it's where Audley crosses with, Audley crosses with, oh my goodness, is that Audley and Gorgeous Lane. Audley Street and Gorgeous Lane, 6841 Audley Street. God bless you. We are there every Sunday, glory to God, from 11 until the Lord says, so it's time to cut off. Usually around about 1:30. Amen. God bless you. And you are welcome. Welcome. I know that you have your church home, but at any time you are led to just stop in, we'll be happy, glory to God, to have you come. You're welcome. God bless you.
Amen. Amen, Pastor. Amen. God bless you. Amen.
Thank
my mother
you.
And I,
you.
We talk. Amen. We talk just about every day. Sometimes we might skip a day. Amen. But she'll call to, hey, Bishop. Hey, Bishop. How you doing, Bishop? We call one another Bishop. Amen. And if I don't call a Bishop, I call a Pastor. Very rarely do I call my mother, Mother. Amen. I just, reverence her. You know, she is a blessing. She's not just to me as a daughter, but my mother really does love people. And you know what?
Yes,
I sat up under my mother and I saw how some people treated my mother because she was a woman and because she was kind. And they really treated my mother, and I don't know half of it. Glory be to God, and I don't know half of it. Amen. But I'm going to tell you one thing. Even in the midst of all that, she still loves them. Now, I'm the same way, but I'm going to tell you the truth. God is still chiseling in me up a little bit. Glory to God. This woman walks in love. This woman walks in love. Amen. So we bless her. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. If you want to be a blessing to Pastor Westfield this morning, sow into this woman's life. Some of you, she has a new church now. Sow a seed into this woman's life. Amen. What's your Cash App address, Pastor Westfield? $ Pastor Westfield?
Yeah, no, $ Evelyn H. Westfield.
$ Evelyn H. Westfield. Let me spell it for you. EVELYN. $ Evelyn H. Westfield. Sow a seed. Whatever you have. $5, $10, $100, $500. Sow a seed into the soil of this woman's ministry. Amen. Because it's solid. Amen. It's rock solid. Amen. People talk a lot about women preachers. Let me tell you something. Amen. But you don't hear about these women preachers out here running around whoremongering and doing some of these other things that some of our men leaders got problems with. Amen. And amen. And to God be praised. All right. All right. All right. All right. Amen. Meet us at the altar of prayer today. We will be there, Lord's willing, at 12 o'clock and back at 9 p.m. Amen. This is the weekend for our Friday night praise party. Friday night at 9 o'clock. Come on, come on, come on. Get around some praying folks. Amen. We just come on Friday nights and have songs and testimonies and readings. It's just a beautiful thing, amen, that is hosted by our Minister Joanne Thurman this Friday at 9 p.m. So set the clock, amen. And if you can't make it, invite somebody else, somebody sitting home with nothing to do. They'd be happy to turn that social media off, amen, and get around some folks lifting up the name of Jesus Christ. If you have never received Jesus Christ, amen, Pastor Westfield spoke about, amen, prayer power in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory be to God. Well, you definitely can't know the Holy Ghost, amen, and experience the Holy Ghost if you have never been born again. Amen. And you don't have to be afraid of the name Holy Ghost, because he is holy. Amen. If you will believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, ye shall be saved. Amen. That's the beginning of your, it's the beginning and not the end. Amen. It's not the end, but it's the beginning. You have been born again into the Lord's kingdom. So repeat after me. Father, I'm a sinner, and I ask that you would forgive me for all of my sins. I come to you in simple faith on this morning. I confess my sins. I invite Jesus in to be my Lord, to be my Savior, to sit on the throne of my heart, to rule and to reign. Thank you for washing away my sins. Thank you for erasing my name out of the book of death. Thank you that my name is confirmed in the Lamb's book of life. Now help me to follow you all the balance of the days of my life. And I give you praise, glory, and honor. Amen. Amen. There it is. Say it like that or say it amen any way you want to say it. Just confess Jesus Christ as Lord and ask God to forgive you. Amen. At that moment, amen, you are born into the Lord's kingdom. Amen. Now you're going to grow up. Now that you're there, amen, the fivefold ministry is going to help mature you and you're going to grow up. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. This concludes our service for today. Amen. And we want to thank each and every one of you for being here with us. Reach out to us at lifewordjesus.org. Amen. Let us hear from you to check out our website and anything that we could do for you, any questions we can ask for you. Reach out to us. Don't be afraid. We are friendly people. We are friendly people. Amen. And in Jesus' name. All right. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for Pastor Westfield. Father God, we rebuke those allergies. And we rebuke, Father God, any pain, any discomfort, any satanic attack against her life, against her destiny. Father God, in the name of Jesus, this woman is still serving you full-time in ministry. Father God, and she's my mother. I'm a senior citizen, and she's my mother, and she's still serving you, Father God, full-time in ministry. Oh, what an example of holiness. What an example. Father God, in the name of Jesus, bless her. Bless her. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of Jesus. Bless the prayer warriors as they come to serve on today, Father. Anoint them. Bless them, Father. And we thank you for hearing and answering when your people, Father God, humble themselves and pray and seek your face and turn from their wicked ways. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power. And the church did say, amen, amen, amen. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords. Amen. God bless you again, amen. Pastor Westfield. Amen.
Amen.
And everybody under the amen. Thank you. I love you.
I love you too. Have a good day. Everyone, have a good day.
Thank you. We will, and the same to you. Amen. Glory
thank
be
you.
To God. Everybody under the sound of my voice, have an awesome day, as Pastor Westfield said. Walk in the blessing because the blessing manifestation is already here. Pastor Bradford, Philadelphia, signing out. Love.
Does anybody want the Lord to make him over? Just begin to celebrate Jesus. Hallelujah.
You know my other side.
Building and me hear you say, Lord, make me over. Sing it, come on.
Take me over.